The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today, we are talking about routines. I realize that over the course of the last several years, it's one that morning routines, evening or bedtime routines, though I will very candidly say I have small children, so these routines are often subject to change. But just some of the hacks or strategies that I have that just make for a more stress-free morning and an easier sleep in the evening, right? So there's a lot of things. I was talking to patients this past week just about ways to be successful, right? Like, how do we wake up and not loathe the day? How do we start that aspect of our evening to make it so that it's easier? And that's really what we, you know, when you look at what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we are about whole body wellness. It is truthful that our goal inevitably is for health, wellness, wholeness, and longevity, right? That is inevitably what our goal is. So, but you have to look at things differently. And one of the ways that we look at them is through the five essentials, looking at mindset, nutrition. Our goal is to be alongside of you through your health journey. And sometimes those journeys become easier than others. But, you know, I think sometimes we have this mindset coming in that, all right, I'm ready to make the change. I want to do it. I just don't know how or where to get started. Or you get started and you have these hiccups, if you will, and it's figuring out, well, how do you find someone to help you through that most effectively, right? So that is what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or like I said, you can schedule your appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, before we get into those strategies for a stress-free morning and a great sleep in the evenings, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's health in the news, I'm really excited about this health in the news. It actually comes from CNN and it talks about England is finding new ways to crack down on unhealthy foods. This whole article makes my heart warm. So it talks about the food and drink industry has warned of quote unquote devastating results for consumers and businesses if the UK government moves ahead with its plans to restrict how supermarkets sell and advertise chocolate, soda, and other foods high in sugar, salt, fat, as a part of a wider push to tackle obesity. Listen, in the United, this is me speaking now, Dr. Leanne. We as in the United States, are the most obese country. So to see someone who is less obese than us taking these actions, I can only hope that one day we follow suit. So they go to speak on the new rules will apply to retailers in England with more than 50 employees and are due to kick in by April of 2022. The Department of Health and Social Care said it's this past week. So smaller stores, so stores that are smaller than 2,000 square feet, and specialty retailers such as chocolatiers and sweet shops will be exempt from these restrictions. So I thought, like, how great. Most of those, like, little chocolatiers are mom and pop. It's kind of their niche. That's their specialty. They say, you don't apply. These are, like, big box retailers. So offers for unhealthy food that requires shoppers to buy more items to take advantage of a discount, such as a buy one, get one free, or a three for two promotion, will be prohibited in stores and online. And the constraints extend beyond chocolates, soft drinks, sweets, potato chips, to pastries, breakfast cereals, pizza, ready-made meals, battered products such as breaded chicken and fish. Unhealthy promotions will no longer be allowed in key locations, such as checkout counters, store entrances, and end caps, like the end of aisles. Free refills on sugary soft drinks in restaurants will also be banned. The new measures will ensure that the healthy choice is the easiest choice, said the public health minister. Creating an environment which helps everyone eat healthier foods more regularly is crucial to improving the health of the nation. So obviously the Food and Drink Federation is like, this is going to cost us tons, and there's so many repercussions, right? Because they can't sell their unhealthy products. But the restrictions are the latest attempt by the government to tackle Britain's rate of obesity, which are the highest, among the highest in the world, United States as well. Britain introduced restrictions on television advertising to children of unhealthy foods in 2007 and implemented a tax on sugary soft drinks in 2018. Early in 2020, it launched a new campaign to address obesity, which includes proposals to require restaurants to add calorie labels to its menu. They said, the Department of Health and Social Care said on Monday, today's announcement forms a key part of the government's strategy to tackle obesity and get nation fit and healthy. Studies have shown that being obese or heavily overweight increases the risk of hospitalization and death from COVID-19. Almost two-thirds of adults in England are overweight. One in three children leave primary school overweight or obese. Which, again, is similar to the United States. They say promotions often appear to help shoppers save money. However, data shows that these deals actually increase purchases of promoted products by almost 20% by encouraging people to buy more than what they need or intended to buy in the first place. I.e., what do you need? You don't need potato chips. You don't need candy bars. You don't need sugary soft drinks. You want that stuff. You don't need it. So I see this, right? What gets me excited about that article is that we talk so much about how poorly we're doing through a pandemic and what we are fearful or fail to speak to is that one of the reasons why we have the highest hospitalizations in the world is because we are the most unhealthy. We have the highest amount of underlying conditions, of pre-existing conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, right? And we have one of the highest rates of overweight and obesity. And they know that when you know, your body is affected differently when it comes in contact with viruses. So instead of saying, hey, we really, you know what we need to do? We as a government should really make sure we focus on eating healthier, right? Like I've not seen but maybe one article talk about vitamins or eating healthier through the course of any sort of pandemic. Right. So we focus on all the other things, right? Like, oh my goodness, yes, we have to wear a mask and we have to find this vaccine and we have to do all the social distancing and we have all of these things. But when you look at how come our government doesn't say, hey, I'm going to ban buy one, get one freeze for crappy, unhealthy pizza, super toxic, sugar laden, anti-nutrient, kids' breakfast cereal, right? Quit putting them in the aisle so that when you're in there, your kids are like, oh, get some candy. Nope, it's in the back. It's a specific aisle. You know what? We don't go down an aisle because you don't need candy. What if you knew you could watch television and you weren't going to get any unhealthy food advertised to your children? What if you knew that there's extra tax? You could drink water, or you're going to have to spend even more money if you want sugary drinks. And by the way, no free refills. You had to pay for every time you got that. Do you think that making those might change, right? And the people who want it are going to go find it. But when you make that discouraging, like, why is the tax on cigarettes so high? Well, because we know that they're toxic and we know that they're not beneficial, but people who want to do it are going to do it anyways, right? If there's a will, there's a way. But maybe you decrease that likelihood just a little bit. What if we had the ability to say, hey, you know what? Absolutely. We are going to change the way that we eat, the way that we market. But you want to know what? Guess where all of these companies typically get their monies to do research and funding. And I remember, gosh, it was probably at least 5 years ago at this point. There was a research study done by an accredited university. I don't remember what it was. Like I said, it was a very long time ago. And I remember looking at this study thinking, I wonder who funded it. So that's what I dug into. And the study was that there was a big study that came out that proved it. Sugary drinks didn't cause obesity in kids. It was a lack of exercise. So really, you could let them drink all the sugary drinks you wanted. That wasn't of a concern. It was that they weren't exercising enough. So I looked, interestingly enough, to see who funded it. And it was either Coca-Cola or Pepsi. They had funded this study. And oh, by the way, they also paid this huge hundred of thousands of dollar grant to this university as well. And like, they're not going to say, hey, here's $500,000 for the study and another $700,000 for this grant you can have. And you say, hey, do you want to do this study? Like, do you think that there's any bias that needs to come out of that study? And it was no less than a year later that university had retracted that study and gave back all of the money. And I was like, that's dirty money, right? Like, you don't see that. And you look at these other countries and they're like, hey, you know what? We're going to do something about it. We're going to put a stop to it. But the problem is that in the United States, they said, here, you know what? You have that decision, right? As Americans, you have that decision to make the choice on what goes into your mouth. And you know what the average person and the average American's doing? They're putting crap in their mouth. And sometimes it's because they don't know better. And other times they do know better. They just don't know a way. I mean, push comes to shove. Like, you know that having scrambled eggs for breakfast versus, you know, a Dunkin' Donuts, like, you know that difference, but you're making that choice anyways. And we fail to see the repercussions of what that ultimately does to our health, you know? And then we say, oh, woe is me. You know, COVID hit me so bad. And you're like, yes, but it's not the COVID itself, right? It's not this virus itself. It's all of the decisions that you've made that's killed all of you, your organs, your cells, your immune system, for what you've done to it over the last month, 2 months, 2 decades, that we can't figure out why we're the sickest nation in the freaking world. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And we don't want to take responsibility for our health. Right, let's just let someone else do it. Unbelievable. And so you see something like England making this, and I'm like, kudos to you. kudos to you to bring it to people's attention, and whether or not they buy it, that's still up to them. They didn't say, hey, you can't carry this. They said, but we're not doing a 3-for-2. We're not doing a buy one, get one. We're not going to advertise this to children who are already obese coming out of school. We're not going to do that. We're not going to allow it. Yeah, in the United States, we say, no big deal. You have to take your health into your hands at some point. No one is responsible for your health but you. It's not your medical doctors. It's not your insurance company. You are the one who is most responsible for your health. You've got to start taking advantage of that. So if you want to learn more about our office, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So when we come back, morning routines. What does it look like so you can set yourself up for success and a stress-free day? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. Today, we are talking about ways to win your morning, or ways to win before you go to bed. Routines. Now, I use the word morning routine loosely. And the reason why, this is interesting. I'll share. Okay. So I was, last year, I was coaching. So I do a lot of coaching for other chiropractors. And I was at this camp. And so there was, probably 35, 40 other chiropractors. And there were two of us. And one of them was me. And then the other one was a gentleman. He also had three children. But he had like a really helpful wife. And now that made it seem like my husband isn't helpful, and he is wonderful and lovely. And but we've gone through transition. He is in law enforcement, so there are times that he had to work nights, and there are times that he is away for military. So he'll be gone, 3 days, 5 days. You know, obviously, he's gone for weeks at a time for different trainings. I mean, it's all over the place. So I don't have the consistency where I'm at my office and I have my schedule and he just kind of works around my schedule. We just don't have that relationship, and that's what this other couple had had. And so his morning routine was, it was rigid, right? Like, I am up at 5 a.m. I have my coffee brewed by 5:15. And for me, my workout routine is contingent on my husband's work schedule, right? Like, I don't have the opportunity to know, like, Monday through Fridays, I get a workout in. You know, this past week, it was, Wednesday, Thursday. Next week, it might be Monday, Tuesday, Friday that I can, like, go to the gym. Or, it depends on. I might have a 30-minute workout planned for the house, and I only get 15 because I have to wipe butts, right? Because that's my job as a mom. Like, hi, mom, I'm hungry. Hi, mom, I need you to wipe my butt. Oh, and you pooped. Okay. Right? Like, so feel me on this, is that sometimes we think that when we talk about routines, we think about them being incredibly rigid, where this is when I want you to feel a little bit of grace, and that if we can just add a couple of these to when you wake up in the morning, our goal is to see you as a more successful day, right? Like, it doesn't have to be big ones, and they might change, and you might add one of these in, and it happens once a week, you know, but it's still more than not at all. You know, just like making any change in life, the more little changes that you can make over time, they become more impactful, right? So let's talk about a little bit of morning routine. First and foremost, this takes no time. And in reality, it will actually save you time, is that you need to get off social media. Get off of your phone. Stop checking your email first thing when you wake up. Because here's what happens. Emails, like, how many emails have you gotten in the last month that said, you know what, I just think that, you know, you did such a great job yesterday. You're just doing awesome, and you don't need to work harder. I don't need anything from you. I'm just emailing you to say happy Monday. How many emails have you gotten like that? Weird. Me neither. Right? And so when we look at this, we're like, okay. So what happens is we get sucked into this hole of like, okay, here's what I have to do. Let me check my email. Oh my gosh, Susie needs this. Brad needs this. I've got to do that. I've got, yes, you do. You have to do all of it. But if you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, if you get up at 5 in the morning, you're likely not going to be able to do much of any of that stuff till 8 o'clock anyways. So just wait. When I tell you to get off of social media, I also mean that. Because here's what I will tell you about social media. That, again, it is a place where it's a news platform. That is one thing I can say very candidly, is I have not watched the news in years. You don't feel warm and fuzzy learning about shootings and murders. And unfortunately, social media has become a platform of just that. Even if you don't follow news, you still have individuals who share. And here's what's really interesting in terms of stepping away from social media and resetting your brain. This is not just short term, but long term as well. So in the 60s, the KGB did some fascinating psychological experiments. They learned that if you bombard human subjects with fear messages nonstop for 2 months or less, most of the subjects are completely brainwashed to believe false messages, to the point that no amount of clear information they are shown to the contrary can change their mind. They literally found that bombarding human subjects with different messages changes the way that their brain comprehend and function. Now, we don't really realize, but if you're on your phone 15, 20 minutes, first thing when you wake up, you are bombarded with information and articles. And where we're at now, again, just like those really positive, I just think you're doing a great job, happy Monday, I don't need anything for you emails that none of us really receive, we're oftentimes not getting bombarded with really, really positive information, news on social media. So the first thing that we put into our brain after we wake up, it's still dark, so we get on there and we're like, oh, I gotta do this. Oh, I've got that. Okay, I've got her. All right, and then I'll get with him, and then I'll get with, okay, yep. And then we hop on social media, and it's like, okay, yep, here's murder capital. Here's more, you know, pandemic stuff. Here's that. Oh, no, please pray for so-and-so, right? And it's a good platform for that, right? But then we've got all of the stuff, and like, do you feel energized and ready to take on the day after you've exposed yourself to that for the first 15 to 30 minutes of your day? And the answer, you know, and maybe you're in the 0.5% of people who are, but I can tell you that majority of individuals, that's not what it looks like. It's not what it looks like. Stay off social media and stop checking your emails when you first get up in the morning. Here's another one. Make your bed. This is one, my radio producer, actually, we were talking about it. And this is one like, loose, you could kind of see. I honestly did not make my bed at all until I married this military guy. right? And so now we're bed makers in the morning. And for a long time, I didn't really make the bed, if we're being honest, right? Never really said anything to me. It didn't bother him. And we dealt, right? And making the bed, all is kind of relative. We're not like, I don't need to have like a military style, like covers tucked. Like we pull the sheets back. We pull the comforter over the pillows, right? I mean, that's just it. So it's not one where it's like it takes me less than 90 seconds to be able to do this. Here's what was interesting though, because we really talked about, you know, is this real or whatever? So there was actually research that they looked at 1,000 people. Half of them were regular bed makers and half of them were avoiders of bed making. So, and though it sounds like a relatively silly task, they were interested to see how it would influence, this task would influence the rest of your day. And what they found is that completing this chore actually gives people an early sense of accomplishment that then helps them feel more productive throughout the rest of the day. So more than 8 in 10 bed makers felt this way. So here's what some of the numbers looked at from this research study. One is that they found completing making your bed in the morning helped them be productive all day. 82% of them said yes. Percentage of feeling more accomplished at the end of the day, bed makers said 74% of them felt more accomplished at the end of the day, where non-bed makers were 50%. Two other relatively interesting ones. So productivity at work. People who made their bed said that they were very productive at work, 34% versus only 21% of non-bed makers. And then here's the other one that I thought was really interesting. When arriving at work, bed makers, 63% of them started working right away versus 37% who took their time at work. 63% started working right away versus only 42% of non-bed makers started working right away, where they would just 57% of them would just take their time when they got to work before they got to working. So they found that bed makers tend to be more adventurous, confident, social. Bed makers think that they should. 92% of those who regularly completed this chore feel so strongly about its positive effect that they'd recommend anyone else develop the habit too. So it's just one, like, why? It's not clutter, you know, like, I don't get into like the feng shui stuff, but it is one that for me, I realized like I just felt better. Like the room was less cluttered. You know, when I went to bed, there was just this sense of ease. So if you don't, just try it out. See if you notice a difference in any of it. Then take a big glass of water, right? Big glass of water. You have not drank anything over the last, you know, if you're not slamming water right before you go to bed, which the average person doesn't do. I mean, it could be anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 hours that you have not drank anything. So one of the first things to do is drink a big glass of water. A couple things that this does. One is that it starts the hydration process. First thing in your body, first thing that you're utilizing is water. You need that for organ systems, for cellular cycles to happen. The other thing that's really important is that, one, you can kind of cross off, you know, 12 ounces of water out of your total of the day. And also for the average person, it actually helps stimulate a bowel movement. So it is one that I see often for individuals that they struggle with bowel movements. Though they'll use coffee as a stimulant, what they don't realize is that your body needs water. It's so oftentimes that big glass of water can help stave off hydration throughout the rest of the day. A big glass of water. If you want to get fancy, you can do warm water with lemon or, you know, I just drink like a glass of water. Two, I've noticed that if I drink a glass of water first thing when I get up, I drink exponentially less coffee. So just one of those ones. I wonder how much is thirst that I just don't acknowledge or realize, because you're not like, oh my gosh, I'm so thirsty. But I do sip on a lot more coffee if I don't have my water. Two others. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We are talking about ways to win your morning. So another one. Let's talk about this. I work very hard to just get up after my alarm goes off. It is easy to be a snoozer. But the problem is that you're just, you're prolonging the inevitable. Though, that being said, one thing that I do like to do after my alarm goes off in the minute or two before I get out of bed is that I go through prayer. Now, this can differ from person to person, whoever you believe your maker is, the power of positive thought, energies, intentions, but I set it for the day. And that's one that's so important to me. And there are some people who sit down and this is their, right, this is kind of their quiet time. And you can take that quiet time to do 10 pages in a book. That book could be the Bible. That could be a self-help. It could be a Harry Potter book if you really wanted it to be. Doesn't matter, right? But I think quiet time is so important in the morning. That this is a little bit harder for me to do when when you have small children. You know, so for me, my quiet time where pre-kids, it would look like I would have 15 or 20 minutes that with my cup of coffee, I would sit down and I would read. And now with small children, mornings are crazy. They're super hectic. So that like 5 minutes before I get out of bed is a time for quiet and prayer for me. Shower. Sometimes I have tiny humans trying to get in the shower with me, but that's still 5 or 10 minutes that I can take that time to clear my mind, to set intention, to really say prayers, and take that time. I do think that clearing of the mind, right? So you're not getting up and diving into social media and having all of these things, getting in, running around, shouting. And I do try to see what I can do to have breakfast prepared the night before. You know, so we often do like egg casseroles that I can just throw in our convection oven, oatmeal casseroles, just ways to do easy breakfast. Sometimes it causes less chaos. But the other thing too is, you know, what causes mornings oftentimes to be so incredibly chaotic is we try to push the last minute. We don't plan for extra time. And so we're like, okay, if I get up at, 6:45, I've got to be out the door by 7:20, gives me enough time to shower, 10 minutes, put this in. And what it does is it causes this massive chaos before you leave in the morning, when in reality, you know, does anyone want to get up 30 minutes earlier? No, not ideally. But the problem is if you had that extra 30 minutes where you could, at your leisure, make sure you got breakfast together, took a shower, right? Like those are ones that we create this stress, and then we're stressed about the time crunch that you created by not getting up early enough. So plan for extra time when you get up in the morning. I know it sounds like a very simple concept, but it's literally one that I started getting up 20 minutes earlier in the morning. And though my kids ended up getting up that extra 20 minutes with me, it still has made a massive change on what our mornings look like because there's less chaos. Less chaos is less shouting. That's not the way you really want to start the day. So now there are some ways to win your evenings, some evening hacks or strategies that will help you sleep better, feel better, and we'll talk about those next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or You can always check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. If we have to go through any additional testing, such as x-rays, we'll go through costs at that time. Bring in your insurance. We'll get it checked and verified to see if there's any coverage, you know. But inevitably, our goal is to make care affordable for individuals, the uninsured, the underinsured, the people who are insured but have a, you know, $3,000 deductible, you know, or just goals to get well. So we have a lot of different plans for individuals. But you can either call us to schedule an appointment, or you can honestly just go on our website. You'll have the ability to schedule an appointment through there as well. So 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, we are talking about how to win your day, how to win your morning, how to win your evening. So these are just some strategies that over the course of the year have not only helped me, but helped individuals in the office, patients, families, loved ones, friends. So some of them might sound more obvious than others, but here's what's always, here's what's always really interesting when I talk to patients and like, you're like, well, that's easy. It's a no-brainer, right? And then I'm like, are you doing it? And they're like, well, no. They're like, well, it's not that easy. It's not that big of a no-brainer if you're like, oh my gosh, you know. And then you're like, are you doing it? And they're like, no, I'm not. We're like, well, okay. Sometimes we just need to hear it. Sometimes hearing it from multiple people, I hear this a lot too. I've been telling my husband that for years. Or I've been telling my wife that for years. And then they come into the office and we say it. And then they do it. And it is frustrating as a fellow spouse. It is frustrating. You know, sometimes it just resonates differently or more when you hear it multiple times or from just that different person sometimes. So anyways, talking about bedtime. This is one that is even for us a little bit harder, but you've got to cut down on the screens. You really have to cut down on screens. It's one that we're just in front of a screen and it's so easy now. Television, computer, iPads, phones, all of these things that we have, tablets everywhere. And the problem is that there's a couple different reasons why screen time is problematic. It's not just one way, it's in a number of ways. But it is detrimental to sleep. So number one is that electronic devices, they actually intrude on time for sleep. They intrude on time for sleep. Oh, I'm gonna lay down, right? And then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, oh, it's been 30 or 40 minutes. And you've been on the internet. And that could have been 30 or 40 minutes. You could have been sleeping. Well, it's going to take me a while to fall asleep. It will take you slower. Like, it will take you longer to fall asleep. The other thing, too, that we don't realize is that it's stimulating. Even if you're like, oh, you know, I'm just on social media. I'm just scrolling. I'm just reading. This is something I got back into, is just getting real books. Because what I found is that I said, hey, I'm not going to do screen time. I'm going to read. But then what I would do is I wouldn't want to wait or go to the store to get a book. So I would just download it on my phone. And then I was reading books on my phone, still on my phone. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, how did I get on social media when I was reading a book? I deviated, cheated, right? It just like, and maybe it's just me. Maybe it's human nature. I don't really know. So I started buying real books, like real old school hardcover paper books, and it's been awesome because then I can literally separate. And you know, sometimes I just are on your phone so much. Oh, I send emails on my phone and I do this on my phone and I do check my banking statement on my phone. I'm doing all of this stuff on my phone, right? Like, ugh. Then you're like, okay, I'm gonna chill on my phone, read on my phone. So but the other thing too is it is stimulating, whether it be video games, scary television, stimulating phone conversations. What happens is it leads the brain to release hormones such as adrenaline. So in response, it makes you more alert and doesn't allow for you to sleep. The other thing too is that, you know, you've got light on your phone. And so what happens is there's a great impact on your sleep-wake patterns. So you have something naturally called your circadian rhythm. And so it's your daily rhythm that allows for the release of melatonin and then the suppression of melatonin. And so it's basically your body sees light and it's like, oh my goodness, it's daytime. Let's get up. But the problem is when we've got this screen, our eyes, you know, our brains aren't sensed to be like, oh, this must just be a cell phone, not a big deal. So what happens is our brains think, well, it's light, right? I'm being stimulated. And so it's like, well, don't release melatonin. And we can't figure out why we always sleep so poor. And so what was interesting when I was actually looking at from a time component, what they recommend. So recommendation, public guidelines recommend that children under the age of 13 are limited to 2 hours per day. Children below 5 is limited to less than 1. Right. And again, I shared with you, I have little kids. So it's one where you're like, that's like a half of a movie in a day. And I'm like, ugh, they watch probably about a movie a day, especially in the winter time. Right. Like, so it's just one where we're like, okay, we have to do better. Those are the times that we see where we're like, all right, what do we need to do now? For individuals, one thing that's really important, and I actually walked through this week with a patient. But if you go to your phone and you go to displays and brightness, there is a night shift mode. This is on, they had like an Android, I have an iPhone. But when you go under a night shift mode, it actually goes in and it turns off the blue lights to make it more warm. So it becomes like this brown background instead of this bright blue background. So I have it on more warm. It's set to shift. I know when 7 o'clock p.m. comes. I know when 7 a.m. comes because it turns off. But you can do it sun up to sun down. I do 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. But what happens is it warms it up so that there's less blue light. It's less stimulating and it's designed to help kind of better that. Now, if you're on the computer, you can do blue blockers in terms of glasses, but both of them are really important. Another one is turning, you know, it's hard for people sometimes to turn off their phones. But one, move it across the room, turn your Wi-Fi off, right? If you have a Christmas timer that you use, you can just put your Wi-Fi to that. We have ours turn off at 10 p.m., resets at 6 a.m. Right. So then that way we're not blasting Wi-Fi all over the house for EMFs. But then too, you know, the random people who text you in the middle of the night, or if you have social media updates that you get, it stops that too. So it's just one, like, keeping your phone away from you. And you need, because, and the other thing is you need a dark room. You don't need light, night lights. This is one that's, it's, again, it's stimulating. So dim lights. Think about like back in the day when people lived in huts and all they had were candles. You know, like live like those people. I can guarantee you none of them said, yeah, I'm having a really hard time falling asleep. They were out. Two other things that we do after, like during or after dinner. And it allows my mind to rest as I sleep as I look at what my next day entails. I look at my schedule of patients. I look at my meetings. I look at my phone calls. I look at all of those things a couple hours before I go to bed. So I mentally can plan, you know, ask my husband, what do you have on the docket for tomorrow? Like, what do you have planned or want to get accomplished? You know, it's a little bit less when he works because I know he's just going to be at work all day. But on his days that he has off, you know, on his off days, because the way that his work cycle works, like he doesn't have off every weekend. So he's off during the week and there's oftentimes things that he wants to get accomplished. I say, well, what do you want to get accomplished? Okay, well, I want to, you know, put up, you know, picture frames or make sure I get the lawn done. Outside stuff, inside stuff. So I know we can kind of plan our day and what it looks like. And it just gives a little bit of mental ease going into sleeping, right? So much of that is worry and anxiety and what the next day entails and all of those things. And sometimes if you can just mentally close the loop on that, like that is going to be one that is really important. The other one too that I do is that there's oftentimes people who diffuse essential oils. Lavender is a really good one that they like. But I also do, I have some powdered magnesium that I'll put in some warm water in the evening. It's just nice to kind of sip on, but magnesium can oftentimes help you sleep too. So just a couple quick little hacks before you go to bed that will help you sleep better, which will help you wake up earlier, which will help you win at your morning as well. Big cycle. So hopefully some of these help that you can just implement. Again, give yourself some grace, but I do truly believe just making some of these changes will have a radical impact over the course of time. So 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, or you can schedule your appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that is greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations is $25. So hopefully you learned quite a bit. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.